This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 372 for Thursday, November 19th, 2020. This is Brian. This could be my last podcast.
This could be your last day. This is Lisa. What's up?
So, you know, when you go to the gas station.
I don't drive.
You do too. You go to the gas station and they have the little air dispenser there.
Yeah, those are fun.
They are fun. Aren't they cool? You know, remember they used to be free. And now they're like $1.50.
Really?
It's crazy. Do you know why that is? Inflation. God.
Let's talk about the Visconti Voyager because these are just gorgeous.
You can have that one. I'll take this one.
You know, it's going to be a good day when we make Justin laugh before we even start.
I know, right? he's on the floor on his knees. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know.
He's buckling over in laughter.
Yep. So Visconti has brought out, I don't want to say the most gorgeous pen because every pen they make is it's just really pretty.
This is a pretty
this
one.
This is darn gorgeous.
This is the new Voyager.
I love
this. And this is the, what is this one? This is the Orion Nebula, this purple.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
We don't have the Dark Star here with us, but this is the Alpha Centauri. The
Dark Star is basically black.
Yeah.
It's black with a little bit
charcoal.
Of
charcoal. Yeah. This is an amber. What I love is they have a piece of the resin at the bottom, as well.
Yep.
The way that they've done the resin, they're cut in little bands. So when you look at it, it almost looks faceted, but it's round. So it's really very cool.
You know, it kind of reminds me of, you know, an Esterbrook Visumaster in the sense that the material was striped like that. But yet the stripes, the slabs were kind of pearly.
Yes. And these absolutely are.
I mean, really nice Visumaster.
Just gorgeous.
Nice weight.
Yep.
Match section. And the cap, I love the cap on this.
Okay.
And I'm starting to get excited about the smallest weird things about pens.
But I know,
the
it's cap, kind of cute.
The cap is magnetic, but it pushes on. It's just such a satisfying. I like how it catches before it clicks into place.
But here's the best part. It's magnetic. It catches, but it's not a metal section.
And we still have a resin section.
I'm in love.
Yeah, they did this on the Breeze, and I really liked it. And I said, you got to get rid of that metal section.
This is a nice size. I don't like a big pen, but this is a nice size. Which one do I want?
It's a cartridge converter, and it actually has a new Visconti converter.
Oh, is this going to confuse
me? No, it's not going to confuse you, but it's got this nice, it's a little more of a deluxe kind of converter. It's got an ink window in there, and then it's got the metal metal rod on the back.
It's an ink window.
So it's pretty cool.
So you can see the ink window. Now, this is quite nice.
In-house 14-karat nib.
Which is phenomenal.
Which is nice. Extra fine, medium.
Really stepped it up in the last year or so. Platinum 3776 Century in the Burgundy with the rhodium trim.
Yeah. So this was the one that they didn't really have in rhodium. Everybody else was available, the sharp blue and everything else. But I like it with the rhodium trim. It reminds me of...
matches your shirt.
It does, you know. I think that's a great... when Sailor, for a very short period of time, had a burgundy 1911 with rhodium trim, I thought it was hot.
Killer.
It was really, really nice. So this is a really... You can't get that pen anymore. But this pen you can get.
Yes.
And available in all the nib options.
And I love that just above... as part of the trim band, there's a little tiny piece of the burgundy.
Yep, yeah. And I think this one has the, does this have the engraved cap band too?
I don't know.
It's got the laser etched cap band, but it's a nice.
Pretty color
nice
option.
Band.
So if you like the burgundy color, but you weren't a fan of the gold trim, now you have another option. Sailor, the newest North American exclusive is the Loch Ness.
Which actually came yesterday, I should say.
I haven't seen it yet. If I haven't seen it, it doesn't exist.
It's the Loch Ness. We don't know if it exists.
There you go. Super, super pretty pen, and both sizes?
Both sizes, 1911 ruthenium nib, 14 karat on the standard, and 21 karat on large, of course.
So the same trim as on the Wicked Witch.
On the Wicked Witch, on the Black Luster, and not on the Epinard, but on the Imperial Black as well. Okay. So, which actually works out well, because if you've got an Imperial Black and you've got all these other black nibs, now it makes it a little easier to do some nib swapping. So, but Loch Ness is in and ready to go out.
We are bringing in some letterpress sets that two of them just have kind of a border around them. One's kind of shades of pink, one's shades of blue. And then there are four others, I believe, two flowers and cherry and lemon. These are going to have 8 sheets and 4 envelopes, no stickers, I'm sorry. But just another option while you are sheltering at home, writing letters. Don't forget, Christmas and all the other holidays are coming, so thank you notes, etc.
So letterpress, it's actually pressed into the paper.
I believe so.
Yes,
that's what they say.
What letterpress means, yeah.
So they're on the way. We haven't...
Cool designs.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had a couple comments and questions on our YouTube videos and other social media, so take it away.
All right, so Adam S. says, I have a Lamy Studio that loves to leak into the cap and around the grip area. Thoughts on pulling it apart and doing a sonic cleaning? I have access to one, but I've never used it.
Well, pulling it apart scares me to start with.
Yeah, I'm not sure what part you're pulling apart, but chances are the cap has some extra ink in it. So every time you cap it, that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
So the ink problem is actually probably in the cap. But if you take the section off and drop it into an ultrasonic cleaner, it's not going to hurt it. You can put the cap in there too. It'd probably be just fine.
And then when you take the cap out, definitely rinse it several times and then stand it up to let it dry. And let it dry, like, overnight. Make sure you get all of the water
put
out.
Twirl up a paper towel.
Right.
Kleenex in there.
And, Adam, I think you're local, so when in doubt, just bring it in and have Dave and Brian do it.
So.
The other thing is, if it's leaking, make sure that you've got the nib unit all the way down if you swap them out. Make sure it's all the way seated on the feed. But I would definitely give it a good cleaning and make sure you've got all the ink that might be accumulated in all the little nooks and crannies.
I think I'd also check the, if it's leaking, I would check the converter, make sure the converter's not cracked so that it's leaking out a little bit,
right.
Or make sure there's not excess ink in the back of the section.
Yep.
But once ink gets into a cap, it's a big pit, because that ink will just, it'll dry, it'll reconstitute when the humidity changes, and if you thought it was clean, it's going to come out again. So
Right. Rinse
it out. You can put it in the ultrasonic cleaner. It shouldn't be a problem. I always test things first. Obviously you can't put hard rubber, you shouldn't put hard rubber casing, but the studio will be fine, and let it dry out. Put something in there and make sure it's completely dry before you put it back together.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And last week we were talking about Brian accumulating things from Pendemonium. Mike S. says, I love Pendemonium. They also sell pens with in-shop ground cursive italic nibs.
Yep.
Are they still doing that?
I think that might be on hold due to COVID right now, but they do have a number of in-house cursive italic nibs, which are done by Letta, who used to work at Schaefer. So, I mean,
this
is the original nib person. Yeah. Yeah. So she's the one that's doing them. I think right now they're not, but they'll correct me if I'm wrong.
In fact, Letta is actually the one who trained almost everybody who now does nibs, or people who now do nibs who've trained with someone who trained with Letta.
The lineage goes back to Letta.
She's the original.
She's the, you know, she's the great grandmother of...
Yes. Yes.
Of
sweet,
grinders.
Sweet lady.
Yeah. Moni, I was referring to the dip pen that I got for Fountain Pen Day. What is the dip pen? Well, I happen to have it here.
I don't get it.
Some of you may know I do collect Victorian era dip pen things, and I do like very early fountain pens. This is actually a retractable dip pen, and
explain that to me.
So what this is, this is pocket size. This is the original, this is the original Kaweco All Sport, really.
But that's it.
But well, so it's got these two little. So I push on this.
I'm not impressed.
I push on this. Watch this. And then this comes out. So okay. here's your taper. So you've got a taper.
Okay.
And then this little slider here.
Pay attention, Justin.
Pushes out. And there's my nip.
Okay.
So that's this is an Aiken Lambert number 4 size retractable dip pen. Ventless nib in this really lovely gold-filled snail.
That is very
pattern.
Pretty. Explain ventless for those at home.
There's no vent hole. So on regular fountain pens, you'll notice that there's usually a round hole. Conklin sometimes have a little crescent shape. You might see some pens will do a heart-shaped breather
vintage
hole.
Vintage Waterman.
Waterman had always had them, yeah. The thing is with a dip pen, you don't have a feed, so you have nothing that the ink needs, you know, venting for. It's not going back into the barrel, so they take nib and they just slit it and that's it. There's no need for a vent hole. And so all the early vintage nibs were like that. In fact, if you ever see a dip pen or a nib in a dip pen that has a vent hole in it, it's clearly a replacement. Because you will see that sometimes. You'll see a gold nib in a dip pen holder and it's got a vent hole. It's clearly wrong. But this was my fountain pen day purchase. From the great folks at Pendemonium.
Anyway, keep sending in your questions and posting your comments, and we'll keep responding.
The Kaweco Supra. We don't talk much about Kaweco. They have a pretty solid, call it an entry-level kind of pen in the Sport, you know, in that $25, $30 price point, and the All Sport.
These always confuse me.
But the Supra is a really super cool pen, and now it's available in stainless. And Lisa's disassembling it. So it's got the spacer in it. And they're very nice, dear.
It's nice, honey.
It's nice, sweetheart. Available in stainless. I really like it because, you know, with the brass, the original brass Supra.
That was heavy.
It is. It's still a heavy pen, but the steel nib on this just, you know, rolls off the stainless and it looks cool.
I think I broke it.
Are you, what, give me that.
I can put this back together.
Can we show it to the people or are you just going to be?
I'm just going to play.
You're going to play.
So this is the perfect pen if you're bored in a meeting because.
You can make it short. You can make it long. It's cool.
There. It's back together.
And it's the, great, the nib's inside. There's a cartridge sticking out. I don't know. And it's got a nice number 6 size nib.
I'm done. I checked out.
Which is pretty cool. You did not. But, you know, it's super nice. And actually, when you take out this section here and make it short like you just did, it's actually the same length as most of the other Lilliputs, which is cool. So if you want to... But it's thick, you know. So if you want a decent size thick pen, but you want it pocket size,
right?
You can make it that.
Or you can beat your husband with it.
Apparently, and there will be clips coming soon for the Supra, which is
awesome. That's
you could
fairly new.
Clip it in your pocket or whatever. Yeah. But I like this a lot. I think it's cool. Posted. It's a really kind of a nice.
I love that it screws on to post.
Yep.
That way you don't scratch the barrel and it stays on securely. I really like pens that post either by screwing on or having some kind of a catch mechanism.
Yeah, it's really a cool pen. In the process of, I was going to do this thing because there's a cat hair floating around here.
Oh. Justin hates that.
I know he hates that. Just going to do this. There's a video of me.
He's going to hate that too.
Doing that.
I made him laugh again. Lamy, we are adding several new models of Lamy pens. We will be getting in the Noto.
The Noto.
The Swift.
The Scala.
The Scala.
The Dialogue 3.
which we already had.
We have had before, and yes. Now we're going to get everything.
And the... I can't remember.
We're getting some other pens. But we're getting them in all the writing modes while she's thinking about that. So if you've wanted a mechanical pencil for your Lamy 2000...
Or 2000s.
2000, we're going to get it. And actually, it's a really super cool pencil. But pencils in all the modes, Safari, All-Star, Vista, all the new studios. There's a cool new studio.
Brian's
two new studios.
Love
there's two
with the
cool.
Palladium.
The Palladium is super cool. It's 14 karat nib, but then there's also a Lux, a Studio Lux.
Which is all black, and it uses the fountain pen. Uses the same nib as the Lamy Lux.
Yeah, so it's,
so
a
it's
nice
the black
with
the
gold,
with a little line. Horseshoe.
But with a black section, so in a black clip, it's super cool.
Very stylish.
So Studio's available. It'll be available in ballpoints and rollers, in all colors. And the Palladium is a nice. I don't know. Palladium's a weird name for because it looks more champagne.
It does. It's kind of a golden. It's
but
pretty.
It's nice. It's nice looking. And then, of course, that two-tone 14-karat nib.
And we'll also have the rollerball and the ballpoint. So we're really working hard to greatly expand our Lamy options. And as I believe we mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago, you can now get extra fine, fine, medium, broad
and
left-handed
hand.
Nib on Safaris, All-Stars, the Studios.
The Studio, Vista, So anything that takes that standard Lamy steel nib, we're offering all the nib options, including broad and left hand.
At no extra charge.
No extra charge. The 1.1s, 1.5, 1.9.
Those are all
those
separate.
Are separate, but you can get, you know, if you're left a lefty and you want to try that left-handed nib, it's available on any of those pens.
Yes.
And you should be able to pull it down. And even the black nib pens, there's a couple of them left, the charcoal and then the black All-Star. We have them available in those nibs, and they're available separately. So really trying to expand that Lamy offering. New Pico's coming, should be any
Pico,
day now.
That was the other one.
The Pico, yeah. We've had the Pico before, and it's a really cool pen. I really like the compactness. I like the design.
It plays peekaboo. You push it, it pops out, and makes it bigger.
It's like an old Victorian magic pencil.
And the logo becomes, it sticks out just a little, so it becomes a roll stop.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so it won't roll off the desk.
Unless you, shake it like dice or something.
Bowl it off the desk,
No, cool pen. Rose gold is coming, which I think you might like. I'm surprised you don't have one of these yet, but the Imperial Blue is a nice color.
Well, we had them down in Chicago, and they just kept selling too quickly.
Is that the reason?
Mm-hmm. I was saving up for something else.
You were saving up for a better Pico. But nice
the
pens.
Rose
gold is pretty, so... we may have to get the second or the third Lamy counter out. We've got a new Lamy display that we're setting up in the store. So for local folks or people that are coming to visit the store, you're going to see a lot more Lamy action
shifting
going
around.
On,
If you are local in Appleton, even if you don't come into the store, don't forget we do curbside pickup and check out the front windows. The store staff has done an amazing job. We're using two front windows that are part of the entryway, much bigger than our individual store windows. And the staff has put together an adorable display with
Santa. We took about 2 days to come to put this whole thing together.
Big 6-foot Santa. He's holding the big Lamy Lux.
It's got a Lux.
I love
that.
There's a Christmas tree, a bunch of presents. And again, if you are local, stop and look at it because you may see your name.
We've got a couple of the locals, and we put all the family on the. We have a Christmas list, Santa's wish list,
like a big long roll.
And so Lisa's got a
St. Dupont,
and I've got something else, and Dave's got something, and Justin's got something, and Eric's got something. But we put some of the local customers that come in. You may see your name with a little present on the Santa's list there for you. So
there you go.
But everybody on the list actually is a real human being that we know. So. Well, thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog and our social media for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff.
And make sure to check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
And don't forget that we are still open in Appleton 6 days a week, and we do ship 7 days a week.
We do. We ship on Sundays.
We do.
Yeah, we do ship on Sundays. So like this video and subscribe to the channel, and we'll see you next time.